from the Seasons Ballet by Alexander Glazunov. That was Autumn. Yevgeny Svetlanov conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra.
Well, the season might be changing, the days getting shorter, the leaves getting a little darker, but one thing stays the same, and that is the fact that WHFR Dearborn is here for you, proudly broadcasting out of Henry Ford Community College in the lovely Dearborn, Michigan. We have the latest updates available for you as well by joining the Loyal Listener Mailing Club. That's right, be an official loyal listener of WHFR, celebrating our 28th year of alternative programming. Simply give me a call, WHFR General Manager Susan McGraw, at 313-845-9842. That's 313-845-9842. Leave your full name, your complete address, and your telephone number, and I will get you on our WHFR complimentary loyal listener mailing list. It is just as simple as that. We thank you in advance for being a loyal listener, and we think you'll enjoy the show. Stay tuned.
Over the course of his life, Felix Mendelssohn wrote many collections of songs without words. This is one of them, played by cellist Antonio Meneses with Gerard Wyss at the piano.
Thank you.
one of the later Songs Without Words by Felix Mendelssohn. In a recording by cellist Antonio Meneses and pianist Gerard Wyss. More music coming up. A happy Thanksgiving, a happy Hanukkah. I'm Mindy Ratner. It's good to have your company for classical music. It's Thanksgiving Day, and we celebrate with quite a bit of American music, including John Williams' Hymn to New England and a symphony on a hymn tune written by American composer Virgil Thomson back in the days when he was far from home, living in Paris, sort of the center of the artistic universe at that time. Speaking of home, Pat Metheny evokes home in this Letter from Home. Guitarists Mark Small and Robert Torres and friends. The tunes by jazz guitarist and composer Pat Metheny. He called it Letter from Home. We heard a recording by guitarists Mark Small and Robert Torres, violinist Sarah Roth, and cellist Nancy Hare. Today's classical music is supported by Holiday Vacations, offering tropical New Zealand, March 14th to the 25th. Highlights include the Bay of Islands, rainforests of Queenstown, and the majestic peaks of the Southern Alps. More at holidayvacations.net, keyword classical. A classic, and one near and dear to my heart, just because I think it's filled with charm, is Ma Mère Loi, the Mother Goose Suite by Maurice Ravel. Here's Yannick Nézet-Séguin with the Rotterdam Philharmonic.
Thank you.
The Mother Goose Suite by Maurice Ravel, Yannick Nézet-Séguin, and the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra taking us into the realm of fairy tales. I'm Mindy Ratner, happy to have you along for classical music. And of course, on this last Thursday of November, we are observing Thanksgiving. John Williams conducts the Utah Symphony Orchestra in some of his own music. This is called Hymn to New England. Thinking movies, but that was the Hymn to New England by John Williams, who conducted the Utah Symphony Orchestra in that recording. And we have ensemble cantus with music by Bobby McFerrin. It's the 23rd Psalm with a twist. He called it Dedicated to My Mother.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. She makes me lie down in green meadows beside
The 23rd Psalm, Dedicated to My Mother. It's Bobby McFerrin's setting, and we heard a recording by Cantus. Virgil Thompson left home, packed his bags, left Kansas City and headed to Paris, the center of the artistic universe at that time. And he lived there from 1921 to 1940, so almost 20 years. It was there that he wrote his symphony on a hymn tune. Howard Hansen conducts the Eastman Rochester Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Symphony on a Hymn Tune by American composer Virgil Thompson. Howard Hansen conducted the Eastman Rochester Orchestra.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, and we are very glad that you're here celebrating everything eclectic, alternative, independent, and local, musically speaking, of course. Next performance of the Dearborn Symphony Orchestra is one that we want to talk about. Make sure you get your tickets for this one. It is called The French Connection, and the performance takes place at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center Friday, February the 7th, 2014. That's right, it's not too early to get those tickets. Or to get more details, again, Friday, February the 7th, 2014, it's the French Connection, only with the Dearborn Symphony Orchestra. What a magnificent season they've had so far, and we know it just continues to get better. If you'd like details or tickets, call this number, 313-565-2424, 313-565-2424, or go online. It's dearbornsymphony.org.
Thank you. 'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift.